Who wants war or conflict? Well, no one does. However, there is a curious side effect after it's all over. People are then forced to work reasonably and honestly to earn a living, and countries must manage within their means as money and materials are in short supply after the country has exhausted itself in conflict. In this context, waste is not countenanced. For some inexplicable reason, in times of peace and plenty, we waste money, goodwill, and morality. Wasting opportunity, human capacity, and our moral principles is to our significant detriment if we allow these things to wither and be compromised. Bear in mind that in the free world where democracy reigns, it is we the people who are responsible, where in countries without freedom, a few maniacs run the show at the horrendous expense of the people. I think some of the greatest waste and moral decay exists with those kings and sheikhs that use their country's oil resources for their own decadent benefit. It took so very long for the oil to form in the ground, yet history will show we plundered that resource and wasted the opportunity at our expense and the expense of the planet. Frankly, we humans are failed farmers, seemingly preoccupied with planting greed and avarice, and then harvesting hate and humiliation and being surprised at the crop. Surely it has to be a real mortal sin for governments and their bureaucracies to waste, lie and cheat every day at our expense. The universe doesn't run on dollars, but our physical lives do, and I despair at the obvious waste while so many go without and the Earth's population grows uncontrollably. Last week in federal parliament represented the epitome of poor judgment, with a man clearly morally unsuitable to be the Speaker of the House, yet again supported by a government which has taken us close to the financial abyss. The facts are appalling, both financially and ethically, with the current morally bankrupt federal government appropriately headed by the archangel of atheism. When one has neither humility nor sense of spirit, it becomes patently obvious in their unprincipled actions, so real waste is a consequence. Locally, we have a mayor who is not willing to consider hard evidence regarding massive waste promoted by the council's CEO on an unparalleled scale, and the councillors waste their opportunity to truly represent their constituents. Council will spend another $20 million on their wretched IT system just to finish Stage 2, and yet this figure alone is greater than what they can buy a complete system for. The new Queensland state government is now dealing with the dreadful, wasteful situation where we owe vast sums of money, and yet the unions and the public don't understand the job losses which are caused by the shifting sands of debt and bad political management. If nothing changes, then we Queenslanders will owe $100 billion, which generates an interest bill of $685,000 an hour, according to the Courier Mail. This is obscene, and the Beattie and Bligh governments should be ashamed and prosecuted for their blatant mismanagement and waste. Bear in mind, too, that the new Premier is handling the situation with all the aplomb of a runaway freight train, which is opportunity wasted. Now, federally, we watch in dismay as the federal Labor government runs up a national debt of over $230 billion, which will hold a noose around our Aussie necks for the next 30 years, and it was completely unnecessary as they inherited no debt and $25 billion cash in the bank. This debt is huge, and yet billions just roll off the tongue now as though they were pennies. This waste and financial ineptitude is wrong and unconscionable, and governments are living beyond our means, except, of course, if you retire from the civil service. Couple this to our morally bankrupt society where even marriage is not apparently valuable, and we have a very worrying future. Man cannot live by bread alone, and it seems to me that financial prudence escapes those in power as they fret away our civic values and those things we hold dear, along with our hard-won financial security. Why not record your displeasure with the unbridled waste and indifference of our politicians and government bureaucracies and register your disapproval at the unholy level of financial waste where billions of lost dollars are the norm? It appears the only thing man learns from history is that he doesn't learn from history. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.